The teach-ins are sponsored by national environmental coalitions such as the Earth Day Network and Focus the Nation. Focus the Nation spokesman Alex Tinker says college and high school students need the tools to find innovative ways to eventually reduce global warming. Tinker acknowledges that attendance at many of the campus events is not mandatory.
Well, of course, it's true that to some extent this will be reaching folks who are particularly interested in it. The goal is to reach out beyond into a broader audience.
Tinker admits there's some disagreement as to whether humans are causing the climate change, but he says the scientific community is largely of one mind that greater burning of gasoline and coal are playing a big role. The UW River Falls is one of the Wisconsin campuses taking part in the teach-in. Professor Kelly Kane directs an Institute for Sustainable Community Development. He says his university is trying to include a diverse range of views, including people from electric power utilities.
That's a most critical part of the scientific process, is that dissenting opinions based upon strong scientific data are absolutely critical to the integrity of that process.
At some of the teach-ins, community members are welcome to come in and be part of the discussions. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.